Son, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm dead. Sorry for dying, but all the information you'll need for life is right here on this show. My friends Sean and Scott are here, and we're going to talk about everything from girls, history, money, power tools. We'll even talk about how to check your testicles for lumps. You'll be fine. It'll be just like having a dad. Just pretend that I went out for smokes. Hi, hello everybody. Welcome to another episode of After Smokes. I'm Mike Racine. I'm joined by Sean McCarthy and Scott Chaplin. And today, we have a very special guest. You might know him, you might not. But the thing with comedy... comedians... Well, what I'm saying is... The point that I'm trying to make, Tom...
This isn't plugged into anything.
Give me. Sorry.
This show sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's fine. We're just short an XLR cable. Because my co-hosts don't come to my house with XLR cables in their bags.
It's BYOX. Because
they're fucking stupid. Because they're fucking stupid. Boops. Boops. And they don't have one. And when I say, do you guys have an extra XLR cable? So
yeah,
from now
it's
on.
It's really unreasonable. You know, it's our fault. Like 10 minutes before recording, we were given 10 minutes of notice that we had to bring an XLR cable to this podcast.
I was given 15 moments of notice. I didn't get to check on the podcast until, you know, about 5:30.
When I was walking up, I saw Mike in the hallway, and he was like, "I gotta knock on my neighbor's door. Yeah. I gotta give him something back, and I gotta ask him if he has this cable."
Well, because
and then
we
the guy
borrowed...
opens the door, and Mike hands it to him, and the guy closes the door in his face,
in my face.
And then Mike comes upstairs and has to explain to Deb
that I'm a coward.
Yeah, that he was too afraid to ask the guy for the cable.
I could not believe what I was hearing a man say to his wife. I would have made something up. Yeah.
Because we borrowed his splitter like months ago, and I didn't give it back because I never return stuff to people.
Mike said, "I'm not chicken." That's something he said.
I never return stuff to people. No, here's the thing. I never return people's shit when I borrow it. Mm-hmm. It's like a bad habit. But it's like if they don't ask for it back, you know, like I lend out my shit all the time, and it's just like whatever. So Deb was like, "Oh, you're chicken." And I'm like, "I'm not chicken. I'm a decent person with a healthy level of shame."
Yeah.
Because you would be like, "Hey, here's your splitter back. By the way, can I borrow something else? By the way, can you eat my pussy?" That's exactly what she would say.
Man, that's fucked up.
Anyway, but the point that I'm trying to make is that Tom Tykar might not be... He might not be the most famous comedian that you know. There might be guys in L.A. with millions of followers who, like, tour and do theaters and everything, and they make hundreds of thousands of dollars every month on Patreon. But they, when it comes to how fun talent, these people can't hold a candle to Tom Tykar.
There we go. We got there.
I know. You got to let me get there. You got to let me sound like a moron. Because I'm going somewhere.
There might be famous comedians in L.A. who say, I'll do your podcast. You have at least four XLR cables, right?
Yeah, yep. That's how you get me.
There might be famous comedians in L.A. who go, what time does high school let out? Who go, hey, man. Why don't you?
Yeah, so. No, let's go deeper into that. Let's go into the jokes.
I think I made my point.
Yep. Jokes is corny.
But anyway, the thing is, if you have my point is that if you have comedians that you like, make sure you give them your support. When you find people who are genuinely funny, you got to support them because the industry does not.
And the algorithm doesn't either. Maybe I just fucking suck, Mike. I don't know.
No, but
I'm posting clips.
Yeah.
I'm not posting
the algorithm thing is tough when you hear people say, "I've been shadow banned," and I believe them.
Yeah.
But you don't want to hear that. Because how do you prove a thing?
Yeah, it sounds like maybe your clip just didn't do so hot. But
it
then
just sounds
see
like
it
I would be more popular, I swear.
I have a way to prove whenever I, like, if a clip is getting buried, I have, like, my podcast account or, like, other accounts or whatever that I'll, like, check the timeline or whatever on, because I'll try to interact with, I'll just try to like watch my stories to make sure I would be up at the It's a way to test. Yeah. It's insane what I'm doing. Yeah. But it's a way to test.
I got in a fight with a
14-year-old
boy today on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
I posted a reel. And
he
then
wouldn't send nudes.
I posted a clip. Yeah. Well, he did eventually. But I posted a clip, and then he posted the bomb emoji, and then I responded, and he was like, yeah, well, you're a loser for responding to me. I'm 14, by the way. And I was like, all right, that got him. I'm like,
he's right.
Because you know, because there's something in the back of your mind where, like, you know these people are 14, these people right. who are, like, talking shit. But when they say it, you're like, I got this kid right where I want him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something about his mom. I'm going to call his mom fat.
Yeah.
And it's like, you gave it up. You gave
Dude,
up the game.
You lose as soon as you respond. And also,
no,
Instagram fucks you mm-hmm. where... I respond. What happens to me is I don't respond all day, mm-hmm. and then I get drunk and I see one.
Yeah.
And on my train ride home, I'll write back, and I wrote back like to somebody who was like, "This wasn't funny at all." And it's a clip that's like doing well.
It's doing
and
well.
It's
yeah.
like it's my most successful clip, and this dude was like, didn't laugh once, or whatever. And I yeah. was like, okay, you fucking bitch. Like, who can? Why post this? And Instagram immediately. Sends me a message that says
yeah.
you can't write this
yeah.
and your account is now flagged.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so it ruins our careers
yeah.
if we retaliate at all.
Yeah.
It's fucking not fair. Like, and they think you're a bitch if you don't respond. So it's
right.
like, you can't win, man.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Well, this kid,
it's
I
fucked.
Was like, he was like, I responded to him and then he goes, oh, sorry, I'm responding kind of late. I was reading on Reddit about how much you bomb. And then I go, that's nice that your fat mother gave you some computer time. And then I said fat, yeah. And then Instagram said, this comment's been removed.
There you go.
They go, they immediately jump in. They can say whatever they want
to you.
They
can say whatever. I don't yeah. understand how they can say whatever they want. And they'll say
because they know how to
shit.
Get around. They know how to get around like the
yeah.
things, I think.
I need
so
to
then
learn
I,
that.
I commented again. I said, your F star T mother. And then he was like, he just goes, don't quit your day job.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, my day job is I'm a forklift driver for your mother and business is booming.
That's great.
You guys laughed harder at his comment, though, than mine. But that's
well,
okay.
That's the algorithm. You're getting shadow banned on this podcast.
Yeah, I know. So, Tom, we're happy. Go ahead.
You feel like enough of a prostitute just promoting yourself.
Yes.
It's like, could you just leave me alone?
That's
I'm just
yeah.
trying
exactly.
to whore myself out in peace here.
And it's like, I don't even want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to post this. I don't want to do
they
it.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to do this for my fucking career. I want to kill myself every day because of this shit.
Yeah.
And you're going to add to it? It's like, I don't want to fucking post crowd work.
Yeah.
Suck my dick. Like,
yeah.
It sucks. I agree
hell.
With you.
Should we smoke cigs in here?
I don't smoke cigarettes, but if you guys want to do
damn,
my vape,
I
would have
brought a cigar. If I well, we can't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
you got
there's
maybe.
Like
a,
yeah.
I got some cigarettes.
This is the soon-to-be baby's room.
Yeah,
that we'll
yeah.
be smoking cigarettes.
Not for at least another 9 years, I don't think. He sleeps in our bed
it
right
lingers.
Now.
It lingers.
Yeah.
Look, if we want to get those Red Scare numbers, you got to start smoking cigarettes in the same room as the baby.
Just blowing smoke in the baby's face, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, we're very happy to have you here. You know, you're a great comic. So please go and support Tom. Follow him on Instagram and
please
Twitter
do.
And wherever else.
Thank you, boys.
And watch his stuff and share it and everything, and you won't be disappointed. We wanted to have you on because, this show is about, you know, it's about lessons for your kid.
Sure.
Every week we try to delve into like a different, you know, theme.
Yeah.
So every week we try to remember that that's what the podcast is about.
Yeah.
We usually just yell
no,
at each other.
Just no,
yelling
I have,
about comments.
I have some ideas. Yeah. Well, we learned how to fight with a 14-year-old boy.
That's true. Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
You didn't need to know that.
But anyway, so what's going on with you? You have no father.
So this podcast is gonna be. I could use this podcast, I think, because
yeah.
I never had a father to give me any advice.
Yeah.
My father.
It's like Comics
me.
Unleashed. I heard your dad's dead.
So I heard you have no father. That's true. I did have a stepdad who also was bad.
Yeah.
And he gave me. I was trying to think the other day of like advice that he gave me, and the only thing I could think of was when I was like 9, he was drunk and he was like, one day you're going to be hooking up with some girl who's got Cheeto dust all over her fingers, and you're going to realize you're no better than me. And then he told me like, make sure to wear a rubber.
Uh-huh.
I was, again, I was nine.
Yeah.
His buddies would give me advice.
Yeah.
Like, about, like, how to finger people and stuff. But, it, like, I was, like, 10. It was, like, way too
young. And how old
to
was
know.
He at this time?
17. My mom was a... No, I don't even want to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, if
she
they're talking about fingering, though, these are, like, young men.
Right. So his buddies were younger. His buddies were, like... So he was probably... He was, like, 23 when I was born, I think. So
your stepdad?
Yeah. Okay. My mom is older than him by,
so
like,
you never really
years.
Knew your dad?
Ever. Never knew my dad, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know of him?
I mean, I know who he is, yeah. My mom didn't tell me
that's
who
where,
my dad
but that's
was,
where
though.
your last name comes
yes,
from, right?
Yes, my father's last name was Takar. And, but my mom lied to me about my... didn't lie. She would play like, practical jokes about... who my father was, and she told me, do you guys know who Bobby Knight is?
Yeah.
The Indiana basketball coach. He was like a famous, the angry guy. He's famous in my hometown because he was the best. I'm from the town that he coached in. And she told me, she pointed at the newspaper and told me that was my dad. And so for years, I thought that Bobby Knight was my dad. And that's then cool. I went to school and told everybody, and they were like, that's not true. And then she finally told me that it was this Indian man. But... yeah, so I never met the guy. Now he's dead, and good.
She's
rooms.
Like, well, he's still a basketball coach.
Yeah. Who does he coach for?
Your mother is Indian?
No, my father was Indian,
and he's from
India.
That's a country. Welcome to Scott's Corner.
No, I meant like, was he from
a whole
India?
New
was
world.
He like, you know, was he living?
So
we'll
he's
do a little
from
segment
Bombay.
Break.
Okay. And then he became a doctor and moved to Indiana. Yeah.
Damn, okay. That's what these doctors are doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where else are they going to go?
No, what I'm saying is they're like fucking ladies and ditching them. I didn't know that part of it. I thought they were just coming here to be great doctors, and I was always impressed with that.
No, here's what you got to know about these Indian doctors. They're smashing and dashing.
And dashing. Oh, my goodness, man. So he was making money.
I mean, he had two Porsches. I found this out when he died, and I was totally fucked on his estate.
That's funny, because I don't really think of you as an Indian.
Is that
person.
Right?
Yeah. Also, not as a Porsche guy.
What
so.
Are you talking about, Mike?
No, I don't know. I was just... It's just funny to, you know...
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I never met the fella. No, I'm more, I'm from Indiana. With no Indian.
Guy.
Yeah.
So you never met him?
I never met him, yeah.
But didn't you say he was kind of like a piece of shit?
He was a piece of shit. I mean.
And when did he pass away?
He passed away when I was like 26, I think.
Oh, okay.
So like 8 years ago, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You never
I only
met
found
him.
Out. I only found out through. There was like a newspaper article that my uncle somehow. No,
what kind of doctor was he?
Gynecologist.
Really?
Yeah. Or
okay,
yeah.
Let's have a look. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, he's not a good guy. But yeah.
I mean, men can be gynecologists.
Yeah, and that's good.
Just not your piece of shit father.
No, yeah. Not if you're a piece of shit. You probably should not be a gynecologist, but. Yeah, I don't know I don't know the exact details of what happened with him, but he did lose his medical license. So,
oh,
yeah, he owned a curtains business.
He impregnated
business.
Your mom.
That was what happened.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
That's not how he lost. She wasn't her gynecologist.
Well, we don't want to jump to conclusions about how the gynecologist lost his medical license.
That sounds like an old joke. Like, how did the gynecologist lose his medical license?
You just said, did he move to Indiana because he's Indian?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he got confused.
I don't mean it on me. I mean it on his dumb fucking dad.
Yeah, he got
really, you really have like a child's mind.
He
no, I'm
he
talking
bought,
about him. Did he look at the map and go, oh.
He bought a plane ticket. Yeah. He's like, I want to go to India. Yeah. India,
it'll be just like where I'm from.
That's a pretty fucked up calculation for a guy to make, though, is like just buying Porsches instead of like supporting like your son. Like he thought, like,
oh, you
I could,
think, yeah,
I could love and support Tom the car, or I could just experience the thrill of German engineering.
Yeah, that is a toss up. I don't know, Mike. If you had the choice,
what?
If you could have a Porsche, two Porsches right now,
or my kid,
or raise your baby boy,
I like my kid a lot. I know he didn't. I know he didn't really act right around.
Yeah, he was acted kind of fucked up around me. the way he acted was low key fucked up.
Yeah.
Really? I'm a guest in your home.
I know. I had Tom hold him and he cried.
He immediately started crying. Like, cool. I was like, okay. I thought you were a boy. I thought you were a little man.
Well, yeah, apparently not.
It's interesting.
Don't worry. We'll have a talk after you leave. You need to act like a man.
Just hear slapping noises the second I walk out.
It's interesting to me, though, because like the stereotype in my head is like if a dad runs out on their kid, it's because they're broke or they don't have money or whatever,
deadbeat.
And it's like if you're rich and you have a kid, I mean, you just pay a nanny to take care of them. Why do you need to? I know it happens. It's just strange to me to think about it.
What I was told, sorry, Scott, you have something?
I think you'd have more insight what into your father
no, no,
than
no.
me.
Maybe he thought that he was in Indiana, and, no, it was,
did he ever, like, look around and go, where am I? Was he ever, like, Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz?
Where is the curry? Why all the corn? No,
you're the only one who can make that joke.
Scott's like, yo, there's so many Moroccans in Montana. If it's like close enough, they're like, you know, this is similar.
No, it's what I was told, or what I've learned from Indian people, some Indian people, I have a bit about it, but it's like people would come up to me after shows and they would be like, hey, probably what happened is like there's a lot of shame from Indian men who have
stuck his dick in that dirty wipe.
That is it.
Your mother.
having a half Indian kid is like shameful, and so
or having a half white kid. I think it's the other way
around.
Is
the glass half Indian?
You gotta see,
or full white.
See, you don't see the kid as half Indian. You're seeing him as half white. You
right.
gotta stop being so negative. Wait, Tom, do because I don't want to do an Indian voice.
Come on, you already did it. It's too late. Do it in a voice.
I did it a little bit, but
who
I feel.
Cares?
But we'll edit that one out. But do it. Do a bit where you're your dad and be like, I have a long career of looking at pussies ahead of me. I can't. I can't get held down.
I have to look at the pussies. I have to see the punanis.
So obviously he arrived as a gynecologist. She didn't meet him as when he was young.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he
just had a name tag and it said, "Hello, my name is gynecologist."
My aunt used to walk around with a shirt that's like, "I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look." Or
I guess he's a doctor.
Your aunt,
my aunt. Yeah.
That's so funny. No, they met through the newspaper ads, like the personals, because my aunt had too many guys.
If you like
peanut
coladas,
if you like saag paneer,
if I can look at your pussy,
your bobs,
your bobs, please show me your bobs.
I'd like to see your suck pussy.
If you like sending news.
If I can see your vagina.
Dumb. All right, continue.
Anyways, no, so they met because my aunt had an overflow of dudes lined up and was like, hey, do you want to take one of these guys? It just happened to be the Indian gynecologist who was a piece of shit. And they met up, and he took her to a Wendy's, and they had a nice time. And I think they only, were dating for, a couple months. And then old Tommy D came out. And
then never married. He just dipped.
Never married. I think he got in some trouble. But also, I don't think that it would have... The details are very hairy to me. My mom tries to keep me out of loop because she's he was a bad man. She talks like an Indian when she talks about him.
He put a spell on me when I could only talk like this.
She's like, I get to talk like this now. I had this baby.
You're allowed to do the voice as long as it's a bad Indian.
Yes.
Right.
That's
makes
a poo racist is a poo's a nice guy.
Yeah. He's a nice guy, yeah.
Yeah.
You can be a villain.
Apu wouldn't run out on his white woman wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no. I'm just curious. Has your mom told you, if he dipped while she was still pregnant or after you were born?
I think they were no longer together when I was born. So I think it was like a thing. And he gave her, I want to say like $1,000 to be like, all right, well, that should take care of it for the kid. Maybe you know what? It might have been 10 grand because then.
But in Indiana, that's like Lunchables for a whole year.
That's true. Yeah. I could eat corn dogs like for my whole life. Oh, yeah. A lifetime supply of corn dogs.
Just the biggest box of taquitos from Costco. This should be enough.
No, it was he like fucked my mom over financially because he hid all of his money. He kept his money in cash, and like especially I found out when he died because I was his only living heir. That he hid $100,000 cash in his house, and it was from he had like some under the table businesses and shit. He ran a Meineke and a curtains business. Because I was about to take over the Meineke, and then because I was only 25 at the time,
you're some shithead. Like I'm the owner now.
I'm coming in.
Hey
now.
Guys, just talking to a bunch of like 50-year-old.
I talked to those guys. I did talk to the guys. They wanted me to take it over because the people who did take it over just like liquidated it. Basically, they pretended that business was bad, and then they just like they took all the cash out of it. Mm-hmm. So then these guys were all out of jobs. They were pissed.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, all the money just went to these lawyers that said they took over his estate, and I lost $1,000. I lost the very $1,000 that he gave me to begin with.
Damn.
It's kind of I never thought about that before. It's like poetic justice.
Yeah.
Excuse my ignorance here. What's a Meineke?
Oh, a Meineke is like a auto repair shop. I guess they don't have those here. It's like an auto zone, but they only do like oil changes. They're all over the Midwest. My stepdad worked at one actually. Yeah.
Like a Valvoline kind of?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like his big deal. Like I went to the Meineke. They had $10 oil changes, which
That's
is a hell
good.
Of a deal.
That's a good
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, it's like a fast food like
yeah.
You
just roll through.
Automotive place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway,
and now your stepfather.
Oh yeah.
Do you you don't appreciate that he was around at all?
No,
he stunk. Okay.
He was not like the word around is interesting.
He was there.
He was like there, but it's not like he was like doing anything good. Like
Indian?
He would just get hammered. No.
Okay.
No, he was
so
just a white
fella.
You can't just
preference?
Ask if people are Indian.
Yeah,
I just was wondering. I really wanted to ask if his mom had a preference.
You can't be asking. That's a good point, Mike.
I
How
think
dare
can.
You ask if somebody's Indian?
Yeah, she did have a preference. She liked scumbags.
That's
she liked
that's
sacks of
the
shit
motif
of any race.
Yes, she doesn't see color. She only sees tobacco in your mouth.
All right, so but let me ask you this though: you never knew your dad, and then did you ever have like a desire to like meet him? Like, was there any part of you that was
no,
like?
No, yeah. I had a chance. There was a, like a minute where my mom was like, "Do you want to meet him? We've tracked him down. He was living in Georgia," and I was like, "No, like,
yeah.
Why would I want to do that?"
That's good.
It seemed stupid. Yeah. I don't know.
Tom was so like, Georgia, there's too many Georgians there.
You get it, Scott? It's Georgia's a country,
course,
too.
I get it, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say now because you burnt me.
Do you think Albanians go to Alabama?
I figured you would say Albany.
Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah, that is closer. Well, you're the better comic.
That's true.
All right, so you don't. So then, when did your stepdad come into your life?
When I was 2 years old, my mom and stepdad get married, and he's not. He always is like, "You're not my real boy," and he kind of thought like that I was like resentful of him, but I was like, well, I would like for you to like me. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like you're the first like father figure I have. And also, it's two, so it's like, to me, I thought he was my dad when I was originally. The only reason I found out he wasn't my dad is that his grandma, I went to her house once, and I was like, my dad's here. And she was like, what? Where? Mm. And I was like, he's coming in right now. And he came in, and she was like, that's not your dad.
What a rotten bitch,
so
right?
Weird.
She is such a
remember bitch. Remember we would go like, oh, that's an old people thing. No, I think it's just them.
She
I
was
think
just a bitch.
There's a lot of people in that generation that just God. Want you to bleed in front of them, you know?
Yeah.
Awful, awful bitch. People.
Yeah.
Because their lives were awful, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah, she was a real bitch.
I hope she's dead, too.
Oh, she's dead.
Did you get anything?
From her?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no.
Buddy,
I don't think
sorry.
Anybody got anything from her.
He got a Sports Illustrated football phone.
Oh, I would kill for that. Like, I didn't get house. Shit.
Yeah.
No, she, nobody has ever in my, like, who's died in my family has ever had anything, like, other than maybe debt, except for my father, but then all that got ripped away by these fucking.
So brutal. It was like your dad, you didn't get the Porsches because your dad, like, he was doing fraud or his businesses went
so
bankrupt.
So he was doing fraud, but that's not why. So what happened is there was about 4 months between him dying and me finding out that he died. And in the meantime, he had a lawyer and an accountant who claimed his estate, and they just bled it dry. They sold themselves the Porsches for like $100. You know what I mean? Like, they did that type of shit. Yeah. So it was, like, clearly fraudulent, but there was just nothing I could do about it. Like, we went to court, but the judge knew them because one of them was a lawyer and was like, well, I don't know. And, like, I don't know what to say. And I was like, well, what the fuck do you mean? Like, that's clearly wrong, but it just wasn't. I would have had to, like, pour more money in it to maybe. It just seemed like there was no case because it's, like, all his shit was so. He owed so many people money when he died that it was like there was no point for me to like look into it at all.
And why was your stepdad such a piece of shit?
He's just a hardcore alcoholic, depressed. He was bipolar. Was not on meds. What the fuck are you drinking?
What? Did
you? Oh, I thought you put soda
water in. I just
had
some tea. I didn't want to reach across the table.
I get it. Yeah, he hardcore alcoholic. Didn't do shit for anybody. Like, I raised.
When did he
die? His kids. He's still alive. I probably shouldn't be talking about him. Okay. He's a fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He treated me like shit my entire childhood. And then the second I did Conan, he was like,
really?
Hey, I told all my buddies you're my kid. And I was like, you motherfucker.
Do you like, okay, look back at it as an adult.
Brad.
What's his address? Can we send him some fucking hate mail?
Do you look back at it as an adult ever and try to just go, okay, blank slate, let me like refresh all this in my mind and try to translate it. And you go like, did he think he was being funny? Like, do you ever think there's an ulterior motive to whatever the fuck this thing is that he was
I
doing?
Do, yes. I have tried to do that.
Because kid brain will make you, like, kids will think crazy shit sometimes.
I wanted to kill him when I was a kid. And
yeah, I wanted to. There was a lot of times I used to keep a knife under my bed because I was like, I'm going to stab my father.
I kept a baseball bat under my bed. He would also fuck with me at night. And he was, like, violent and, like, not a good guy. He killed our pets and shit. Like,
no.
Not a good guy, yeah.
We talking fish? We talking dogs?
He didn't kill dogs. He killed cats and he killed, we had rabbits that he killed. He was on his,
Jesus.
I just watched the movie, Fatal Attraction, where she kills the rabbit. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, my bad.
Hey,
who's rabbit?
He ate him?
None of your, I don't want to spoil it for you anymore.
He ate the rabbit?
No, he just killed it. He was very, like, crazy. Like, he is severe bipolar, but also, like, he told me he would he told me if my mom ever left him, he would kill me and my mom and my brother. Like, that's the he was fucked up. Like, he would just say fucked up shit, and he was super drunk, and then he would the next day fully forget about it
and not be apologetic about it either because he forgot about it.
No, his thought, he would always be like, if you ever tell your mom what I did, because my mom would work nights, and he was like, if you ever tell your mom what I did here, like, I'll kill you guys.
See, I think
like,
what needs to happen is we need to, like, we each need to fuck up each other's dads. Like, you need
this
to
is
kick,
good.
You need to kick my dad's ass, and I need to go to Indiana and fuck up your dad.
This
and then
is
they
perfect
can't
crime.
Back.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to like kill my dad. Actually, my dad called me this week and we had a nice conversation. But I do feel like I owe him at least one ass kicking.
Dude, my brother got to beat the shit out of my stepdad once, and I've never been more jealous of anything in my life.
Yeah,
because he never swung on me.
Yeah,
and he did. He like. Did shit other than, like, he pointed, he, like, held a knife to my throat and shit like that, but he never, like, punched me.
Yeah.
Like, he'd do other shit, but never, like, fully, if he ever swung on me, I'd have all right to do what I wanted to do, but I could never engage in it.
I told my uncle recently that he was a tattletale and a shit kicker, and that felt, like, really good. Over text, I said.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You text your uncle that sort
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, he was mad at me about something that I tweeted, that I said on Twitter, because he lurks on Twitter. And then I said something about my grandma. Long story short, I made a joke about
my grandma. I remember this.
He told my grandmother.
Yeah.
And then I said that you're a tattletale and a shit kicker, and yeah. I haven't spoken to him since.
It's nice because like the premise of this podcast is Michael's son will listen to it eventually, and like this kind of episode is like see how much worse yeah. Mike could have been.
Yeah.
Like really, no matter how much he fucks up in the next 18 years, he's not gonna kill your fucking rabbit or.
Yeah.
No. Although I did kill his dog this week. Which brings me to my next point. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about
this.
Do you
think you have PTSD? I mean, that sounds like a PTSD situation.
I mean, yeah, of course. For sure, right? Yeah. Yeah. Has this been terrible? Is this funny at all?
No, I feel this bad. Rules, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I talked about it on Are You Garbage a little bit, and I was like, I left being like, that might have been the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Like, this isn't for people, but...
Well, you wouldn't expect it from you, because you seem like a, you know, pretty well-adjusted guy. I mean, you do drink a lot. You are a real booze bag.
That's what... I talked about that recently, where I was like, people will be like, you really drink a lot, and I'm like... Leave me be.
Yeah,
I do know.
No, you're like a fun
so
drunk,
harm.
And you don't look like shit like a lot of other alcoholics do.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I'm 24 years old. Are you? No. Yeah, it's right around the bend. But, no, I have my issues, but I moved out when I was 18. I've now lived away from that for almost half my life, so it's like... I feel like I got some distance from him and that helped, but you know, every once in a while I have a fit of rage where I have bad road rage, and I think like some of that is that shit, you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I have bad road rage too. Now, okay, so you think about this terrible childhood, right? And then you go like, I want to be funny, right? Mm-hmm. Now, how stupid is that?
Yeah,
like, how is that the reaction?
Well,
like,
going
to a rough childhood
more, yeah,
is like, I'm going
to
go make people laugh.
More, like, abuse.
Fucking why?
And
what's,
then
yeah.
it's, and now
what
I'm
made your
fucking,
brain make that stupid connection?
And now I'm fighting with fucking 14-year-olds online.
Yeah, it has nothing to yeah. do with this.
It's so insane. Yeah, it's because I think like part of it, and like not to be, you know, a bitch, but like I do think it's like. I used comedy to diffuse all of it, and I would try to be fun. I remember one time I would try to like use comedy even like as a kid to like get like out of shit, and it just made it worse. I remember like I quoted some like I heard in a TV show a kid say something kind of smart alecky to his dad in a show, and it got, the laugh track went nuts, and I was like, oh, he said that. I'm going to say this. Mm. I said it. We were in the car. He swerves the car around
yeah.
and goes, well, if you didn't want to fucking go, like, because we were going, he was showing me shit from his childhood or whatever.
Tom was like, don't have a cow, man.
Yeah, he's like, did I do that?
Yeah, did I do that? Yeah. What the fuck like, did you say?
Yeah, my mother's dead, Tom. Did I do that?
He said, do you want to go to my, we were driving around his old neighborhood, which we did it so often.
But I remember having moments like that where it's like, you don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
I was just quoting a show.
Yeah.
And he was like, so you want to see my childhood house or whatever? And I was like, I'm sure I have a choice in the matter, which killed
that's
on
like
whatever
peak,
fucking
like,
show.
Late 90s,
yeah.
yeah.
And right. he goes, what the fuck? Yeah. If you don't want to fucking go, we don't have to. And he broke his glasses. He
yeah.
got so mad.
Yeah.
It was insane. But but
what's his
I
name
would,
again? Eric?
Brad.
Oh, yeah, Brad.
Yeah. But I would watch... No, I would watch. I would lock myself in my room and just watch stand up comedy, and it like got me through a lot of shit. So I was like, "Oh, I like this." And I thought comedians were all millionaires, and not that we had to post to the algorithm.
We didn't have to.
It was.
But they also weren't millionaires.
It truly was. If you got a Comedy Central Presents in 1999
it looked
or 2002,
like you made it.
You did make it
yeah.
for most people, not
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
Because when I hosted that podcast, I had to go through. And watch a bunch of Comedy Central half hours. I was like, oh, no one has ever heard of half of these people anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't burn down.
And that wasn't even the golden age. The golden age was Carson. Mm. And then if you did Carson, you were immediately making six figures in
yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, what are you going to do?
And, okay, so he's still alive. You don't speak to him at all.
No, I do. When I go home for the holidays, I got to see
it's
his
just
ass.
Like, what's up,
so
guy?
It's awkward.
You don't forgive him as, like, a man. You don't look at him as, like, oh, I know dudes like this around.
I don't know anybody
you
like
don't,
him.
You really.
He doesn't have, like, friends or anything. Mm. He's, like, a weird guy.
Yeah.
So we were, like, I realize now it's, like.
Your dad had friends.
Yeah, my dad had friends.
He had friends.
Did your dad?
But they were work friends. So
that's what my stepdad. He had like two buddies, and now they're enemies.
They're totally different worlds. My parents work friends in your life. It's so you're king shit at work. You know.
Mm. My parents were like on their way to a wedding one time. It was the neighbor's like daughter.
Yeah.
And they were on their way, and they were carpooling with like the neighbors across the street. And my dad was like, "Oh, I don't want to go and have to mingle in the car." And then my mom just goes, "This is why you have no friends."
Yeah, Scott's dad needed friends for his job, though, because he needed people to back up his alibi.
Back up his lies about
it. He's like, yeah, so he shot first.
No,
all
our body cameras shut off, actually.
The only non-work friend my stepdad had, I remember this, tried to fuck my mom. And it became a huge fight because when they were younger, my stepdad banged his girlfriend. And my stepdad's friend, his name was John Jordan, which is such a trashy fucking name.
Yeah.
He
never
banged
a guy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's
well,
come back.
He did it. And
you never trust a man with two names either, right?
No.
John Jordan.
Yeah. And so my stepdad, his buddy one night late, I remember I was playing Atari and I heard the fight and the guy like was like, "Hey, you know, Brad and my like lady hooked up at one point. What about me?" And she kicked him out like screaming, and she was pissed. Yeah, it was. He did not have like friends. There's like a couple people like every once in a while one of them will like friend request me on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I'm like, "Oh fuck that guy," and mm-hmm. they're not doing well.
Yeah, dude. One of my dad's friends, after he passed away, he reached out. He friend requested my sister, and then his wife passed away, and then, like, 2 weeks later, he DM'd my sister, like,
"Oh, my God.
Looking good."
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Fucking psycho.
Flame emoji.
Disgusting. Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
The worst.
I know if my father
would your sister say back?
Oh, that's true. And
was
are they together?
Like, you know JFK's coming back,
you know,
back,
she
right?
did one of those, like, "I'm ashamed that, you know, like, how dare you?" And then I was like, "Do I have to threaten him?"
Yeah.
We're from one of those families where it's like, do I have to threat?
Sure.
You know, there was a situation with a cousin of mine where I was like, "Oh, okay, I have to go there and say I will, you know, next time I'll bring a bat." Like, I had to do that whole thing, you know?
Yeah, that's not me. But that's not who I am.
No, it's not who I am either, but it's just kind of the law.
I can't even ask my neighbor. I can't even ask my Jewish neighbor for a fucking XLR cord.
Well, no, but it's...
the most Jewish guy, if you ever met him.
It's what my father did. It's what my uncles did and shit. And so I feel obligated to do that because I do see the positives of a thing like that, especially when it's serious. There's a time when you do need to threaten someone with a fucking bat. Like, I mean, truly.
Yeah.
And,
it's just
but
so
it just,
awkward
it's
to
not,
do
yeah,
that.
With me, it's just very much good. Like, hey, look, I do have to come back. Like, it's very just technical when I say it.
It's not who I am.
Not much
who I am at
it
all.
It feels good when you... When not, I haven't threatened somebody with a bat, but I kicked somebody out of a wedding once, and it was like such a thrill.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was a good time. I mean, yeah, it was great. He was like fucking up. He was being like really shitty to his girl, who was a friend of mine, and I was like, "You gotta get the fuck out of here, man." And he had to.
Yeah.
There was like, I was hoping there would be a security guard there to back me up, and there was not. And then I was, like, so grateful when I woke up the next day, because I blacked out afterwards. It was a wedding. But the next day I was like, "Man, I am so glad he didn't come back and try to kick my ass," because he was way bigger than me. He was just hammered, so it was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time, though.
I guess you can't be a coward.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. So right now, we'll keep the podcast going.
Let's go
downstairs.
Let's go.
He doesn't have
one.
No, mic cable.
Deb asked him. He doesn't have one.
Oh, yeah. Deb texted him when you came
Deb
up here,
him,
right?
Yeah.
That's
I think,
brutal.
Go back down there and say, "I know you have an XLR cable."
When he goes to slam the
just
door, you put
door
your foot
in.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go, "Ow."
We can do this the easy way or the hard way, motherfucker.
Just him being your ass.
You know what's funny? He's like 5'5", and he has a 4-year-old kid, and his 4-year-old kid is like 6'2", I think. It's like the biggest child you've ever seen in your life. He already like towers over his.
You ever see Honey, I Blew
father.
Up the Kid? Mm-hmm. That was the one for me growing up.
Really?
But then everybody around me.
Same.
It's the Honey, I Shrunk the Kid is the classic.
Yeah.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid was to me.
That
was the
one Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
What's that?
It's where they shrink themselves.
Who saw that one?
It's like, it's in the title.
Like a later, it's like a later sequel.
Rick Moranis is in it?
Yeah.
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 I don't recall.
Him and his brother-in-law shrink. The parents shrink themselves.
That's kind of fun.
Ooh, yeah.
They should have. See, they
honey, I shrunk my penis.
Yeah, I swear I did.
I was just going to say, honey, that would be a great movie to have a sex scene in.
It's okay. Especially no, it's, if, no, it looks fine to me.
It's. I don't like them when they're too big.
Actually, I think I like it better since you shrunk your penis.
Honey, I shrunk. That has to exist. I feel like we have to look that up.
It's
yeah.
like a porno or something.
That must be a porn, like a, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Honey, I shrunk my penis. Honey, I shrunk.
Did you ever go there in Disneyland, Disney World? That's what I was jealous of. Kids yeah. who got to take the picture with the giant ant.
Oh.
No. No, I never got to do that.
Why was
that
Rick Moranis shrinking stuff? That's like a weird thing.
He was
yeah,
a scientist.
Kind of a weird. Yeah, but
that's like a weird way to use science. Yeah.
It's a fun
why is he
bit.
Shrinking a bunch of shit?
Why is he shrinking
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, what good is that going to do?
I guess maybe you could shrink your car. That'd be kind of cool.
Or like shrink terrorists.
Like just what? In general, yeah, you'd want to have
shrinking
that ability.
Your car wouldn't be good.
You shrink Hillary Clinton.
Just for the advancement of man and technology. Knowledge.
You shrink her.
And we're going to shrink Hillary Clinton, folks. Yes! And we're going to go to the White House. We're going to go to the Capitol. And we're going to shrink Hillary Clinton. She's like this big. She fits in your pocket. You just put her in a box. That's right, bitch. You're 2 inches tall. You'll great. Never be president.
Is
damn,
he in
Trump
trouble
2024 if he
shrinks
Hillary Clinton.
If he shrinks Hillary Clinton, I'll
is,
vote for
is
him.
Is he going to get in trouble in the January 6th thing?
I don't know. Let's no. talk about that on the Patreon.
Okay,
there's
yeah,
no
sure.
chance.
No,
he's
right?
not going to get in trouble
yeah,
for fucking
so.
Anything ever. That's not how yeah. any of this works. They just all say people are, I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
No, he's not going to get in. Trump will not get in trouble at all.
Yeah.
Will anybody get in trouble?
I don't know. There's a couple things that I want to ask you about, Tom, before we we wrap up. So, you got a beautiful you got a nice what?
Easy now.
I just said
set
you got
of balls.
You gotta beautiful give Mike. What? You got to give Mike at least 3 minutes of setup to get to the compliments.
Listen, I was looking at your wife, your fiance the other day. Scrolling through her photos. I went all the way back to 2007. And no, but you got a nice gal that you're engaged to. And, yeah. you know, the nice thing about, you know, I think my favorite thing about having a kid is that, like, I'm sure I'll make new mistakes and everything. But you get to, like, not do all the mistakes that your dad, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad made. So, I don't know. Like, do you want kids? And is there anything, are there any, like, values or anything that's important to you if you have them? That you're gonna do, that you know you're gonna do differently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I, for a long time, I didn't want to have kids. My sister doesn't have, my older sister doesn't have kids. And my brother-in-law, I thought they're.
Does she have the same dad, older sister?
No, she has another dad who's also a piece of shit.
Who's also a Indian gynecologist. Just every Indian gynecologist in Indiana just
knows who to call.
Like, if you could just see pussies all day, why would you stick with one?
That's right. A good point. That's a good point. It must be weird to be married to a male gynecologist.
Yeah. It's weird that we have to act like male gynecologists are normal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You go, oh, well, okay.
No, that's good.
Hi, I'm your gynecologist. I feel like that's how they all talk.
Well, the thing is they have to act like they're not fascinated with vagina. Like, right. The reason you get into a thing is because you are fascinated by how it works.
Although
any other doctor talks passionately about their thing, but gynecologists don't get to.
It'd probably be worse to have a gay man gynecologist, though. He's just like, ew.
Sorry, it's just a habit of mine.
Oh, icky. I don't want to yuck another man's yum, but...
Sorry, I'm gay.
Ooh, stinky.
I think very quickly, as a male gynecologist, you would experience someone with... So I worked security at, like, a department store, and when you had to guard the women's changing rooms, mm-hmm. like, at least once a week, someone had to deal with, like, uh-oh, a lady put her placed her shit somewhere... in the changing room. Like, that's women are out here doing that. Uh-huh. And so I would assume gynecologists
placed her shit somewhere.
Yeah, like women are out here just dropping shits. They can't hold in their shit. They can't hold in their piss like men.
You said place it like she
ask them.
Strategically.
Yeah, wait,
just
yeah, I'm
like
talking
she's
strategically.
Santa Claus, like
yeah.
she's Santa Claus or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like you shit, and then you go, uh-oh, where do I put it? And then they hide it somewhere.
Is this
yeah.
real?
Yes, this would happen, yes.
Dude, I had, by the way, I don't know if it's just women, because I had diarrhea three times today, and I had twice when I was out, and then the last time I like, went home.
Type in like person shitting outside video online. Ready? This is what it'll be.
I might start wearing diapers.
It'll either be an insane man, or a regular woman. Yeah, I swear. That's who's shitting outside. They're fucking crazy when it comes to stuff like that.
It'll just be like a lady who like works in finance or something.
No, for
I
real.
I did on the AC train on the platform at Westforth. I saw a lady just fully squat down and take a full piss in front of the cops.
But that's like kind of beautiful, the way the women piss.
To some.
It's kind of like
women get
know.
Constipated more than men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're more inclined to just try to scoop shit out of their sure. ass. They're fucking different.
No, but I feel like if you see a homeless guy pissing, you're like, all right, let me stay away, give that guy his space.
Yeah.
But like something beautiful.
Woman
yeah, because you're always surprised of where it comes out of. Because it looks more like it's coming out of the butt than the, you know, it doesn't come out
I
of where
bet,
you think it would come out.
I think that's women's deepest secret that
what?
Men just will never question. I think they're pissing out of their ass.
Oh, you think?
I think they don't. I think they're made up this other hole. I think they've been pissing out of their ass the whole time.
Interesting.
Yeah,
seen
that's it,
my
but not
theory.
Like completely.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
None
it's
of us
very
does
much
we pretend like we
where
know.
You think it's coming from.
No. Yeah. And I've been around a couple, and I've never seen the piss. I've never seen the old piss hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you used to judge a lady who peed outside?
No,
you know,
actually,
growing up,
no.
sometimes you have like opinions that are just stupid. You know, you go like, "What are you, a whore?" Because you're like a kid and angry.
No, I always thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I was always pro.
Before I gotta go, because I would.
Oh yeah, you do
you
have
asked
to go.
Me,
yeah.
If I had any, so no, I like before I didn't want to have kids, and now I'm like excited. Now that I'm like older and like, you know, I've given up on all my dreams and stuff, and now I'm excited to have a kid. And yeah, the whole thought is like, yeah, I'm not going to be like the piece of shit that raised me. And also you see people around you, like who you're like, oh, that's my buddy. And now he's a dad like you, or like my buddy who owns the comedy attic. I will always be like, oh, wait, my friends can be good dads. Like, and you're
yeah,
like,
my friend
oh,
just
yeah.
had a kid yesterday.
Oh shit.
And then I had a dream about
like
having
a
kid last night.
Well, the thing is, like, the selfish part of your brain thinks having a kid, you have to give up on your career and your own dreams. But actually, the reality is, like, when you don't have a kid, you don't have much motivation to do anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
it's
what
like, yeah,
all
just,
these guys say.
I just smoke
like,
Delta 8 and play Red Dead. I don't yeah. have a kid.
I straight
I know,
up
but
play
now
NBA
I have the motivation, and I cannot figure out how to make money for the fucking
my fear
life
is you
me.
Get the
yeah.
kid, and then you get none of those benefits,
right.
you know? And it's like, why the fuck are you
yeah.
here?
That's
if now the movie doesn't start for me, you know?
Right.
If I don't take
if
off,
there,
what the fuck was the point
of
you?
Like, wait, if I don't have a new bit
yeah.
about how my kids are fucking
yeah.
asshole.
Not even
yeah.
the kid part, but it's just like have the kid and then Rocky montage of you
yeah.
succeeding because, God, the kid, now I finally am focused.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah,
well, then the thing is you have the kid, and then you get on stage, and you go, any parents here? And they
and
just stare
Brooklyn
at you.
And
yeah.
they go, no, I'm only 38.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's wrong. But you've also learned that those people aren't spending money to go see comedy.
Nah, just
you
my
know?
Roommates
you know what I'm
wouldn't
saying?
Be cool with that.
Like, people who spend money on comedy are often people who have kids.
My 42-year-old roommates.
I'm only 47. My roommates would be, they won't even let me have a cat.
I'm only on level 2 of improv class.
Yeah, I'm 47 and my 22-year-old girlfriend doesn't want kids yet. Yeah. I live in Bushwick.
And I am woke.
You know,
I like
being on Tinder.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am excited in that, like, I'm like, I told my lady, it's like, because she wanted to have them immediately, and I was like, give me 2 years.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take it very seriously because it yeah. was so fucked up for me.
Yeah.
It's like I want it to be – I'm worried I'm going to be like the like perfectionist type dad where it's like I'm going to be like too – I'm going to make him into a bitch and like I don't know. Like I'm worried about going overboard. But like I think I'm going to be good, but I'm also like, I think the stuff I want to, I just want to like be there. I think that's everything. I don't have any grandiose ideas of like, I'm going to teach you. So I don't have shit to teach other than get a real job.
I guess I'm realizing that too after doing this podcast. I don't have much.
Yeah, I always go like, I think give your kid an option to fall and not like fail, like just like fall over. I think there's something in that.
Fall off a balcony.
No, like let your kid, be active enough that he like scrapes his knees enough because that, dude, I'm so afraid of the world just based on I haven't been fucked up enough, you know, like I haven't taken enough bumps. And a lot of my friends who have taken bumps, they're able to just steam through life, and then they feel more present, too. Yeah. It's like they've been, like, hit into reality.
Did you hear Deb earlier when she was like, he's got mosquito bites on his feet? It's like, yeah. Because I let them,
Because I let them outside.
Because
I used his socks as a comrade.
Put sugar water on the windowsill. You're welcome.
No, just being there is like 90% of being a dad. And that's the philosophy of this podcast, too. It doesn't have to be good. We just release
it
every week.
If we all show up 42 minutes late.
With one cable missing.
The only person who's got shit to do
I don't think anyone would have realized that we're missing a microphone cable.
Right.
Yeah. No.
No. You don't need to.
Nailed it.
You don't need to have four mics for a four-person podcast. As long as it gets released, that's what matters.
Exactly. As long as it's content.
As long as you don't have to ask your neighbor for a favor.
So, wait, why didn't you guys video record this one?
Because
we usually use the studio.
Yeah, and it costs money. We don't have that, just like it's a matter of the week that it happens. You know.
I was just really.
We could video record. I have a camera, but. I don't
know. Who cares?
Yeah, and you never know what a person wants, you know? You go, like, do I film some of it and post it? And you go, who the fuck wants? Yeah, you know?
We had some good. I kind of wish we videotaped this, but.
Yeah, I agree.
We had a couple funny lines, I think.
Yeah. It was like two. Yeah.
When you thought
like
that Indians go to Indiana. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
You should do, like, a YouTube kid show.
Were shitting on his dad.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We should have episodes where we like sit Scott down and make him watch PBS educational kids shows. Yo, Geometry Man, this is crazy.
Man, what a damn day. What a time.
Yeah,
I had a great time with the boys.
I guess that's. I'm
probably gonna start getting out of here.
I guess that's about
minutes.
It. We gotta wrap up.
Yeah, Tom, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Tom Takkar, TakKar, and then same with Twitter and all that good stuff. I post clips. I got a bunch of road shit coming up. I don't know when this is coming out, but I'll be in July.
This
is gonna be a crazy one. I got Vegas July 1st and 2nd. I don't really care if people. It's fine. It's at the Plaza, and then I'm doing what I do care about. Come to Ann Arbor. I'm doing the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, and then I'm doing Cleveland Hilarities the next night. That's the 8th and 9th at July at Ann Arbor. The 10th at Cleveland Hilarities, and 13th I'll be at Zany's in Chicago. So come out to that, and then I'm doing my first album at the end of the year at Fort Collins Comedy. The
Zany's is fun. The problem is that everyone and their fucking brother has headlined that room, and it doesn't mean anything now.
No, I've
but
never
it is a great club.
I lived there for a while.
You said it's your first album.
First album. I've never
that's
done an
crazy.
Album, so it's like gonna be shit that's on my half hour and my my hours because I don't have a fucking album.
No, yeah, good for you.
I need to put out a damn. I did it at the perfect time when there's no money in albums because Sirius has dropped everything, and same with Pandora and of course Spotify.
Yeah,
but
you
I'm doing
post
it anyway.
With also on YouTube the audio file.
I'm going
you
to.
Know?
I am going to do that. That's like the reason I'm doing
stand-up
it.
Comics are kind of like the jugglers of entertainment.
Dude,
where it's like
it's
used
over.
To be. It's over. Yeah,
it's over. It's truly like. If you can, like, comedy fucking sucks now. Like, it's, and I came here, and on the way here, I was like, I'm not going to say that. Because it's like, I sound like a fucking old asshole, and I don't want to do that. Yeah, we got to always adapt, but it's like truly the retardification of stand-up, where it's like, nothing, like, you watch clips online and you're like, these are all fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But it's just, we all got to
What? You guys are
content.
Brother and sister?
That's crazy. Here's my dates.
Yeah.
It's so great having my life's passion be a thing that draws less than the karaoke after it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fucking guys, brutal. I'm sorry. Karaoke will start in a couple hours.
I legit got bumped out of the good room for karaoke at a room that I had to cancel a show because I was like, I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah.
They were like, oh, well, we were going to – I looked at the website. I was like, wait, I'm not on the website, but karaoke is. And they were like, oh, yeah, we were going to have you in the other room. And I was like, well, it's not on the website. Mm. I'm out. Like, I just changed venues. But, yeah, comedy fucking sucks, but we're still going to keep trying it to, you know, lose money. And now the flights are so expensive, it's not even really worth it.
Oh, they're so expensive, man.
Breaking even to go on the road most weeks. But
yeah,
hey.
Dude, I went on the road this weekend, and then I opened up the, man, it was crazy. I got real sad.
It's insane.
Real sad.
It's bad.
You opened up the what? The envelope?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think I opened? The briefcase. You know how well my career is doing.
Yeah, but, all right, well, anyway.
Yeah, I opened up the envelope and somebody placed their shit in it. All right,
we'll
the thing
see
is
you
that
guys
people will always want to have stuff to listen to on their way to commit a shooting.
All right.
So thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Tom, and you, the listener, patreon.com/outforsmokes for another episode. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.